Welcome to Grammar Challenge from BBCLearningEnglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hi, I'm Mehmet. I'm from Turkey. I'm doing a master's degree in Turkey, and I would like to improve my English in Sanjay's.
Mehmet, thank you very much for joining us on Grammar Challenge today. The first thing is, I want you to listen to a conversation, and I want you to answer this question. What does the woman look like?
Hi, how are you? I haven't seen you in ages.
No, I don't think I've seen you for over a year. A lot's happened.
Yes, I can tell. Congratulations.
Congratulations?
Yes, congratulations. When's the happy day?
The happy day?
Yes. When are you going to have your baby?
I'm not going to have a baby.
Oh.
Okay, Mehmet, so what does the woman look like?
A woman looks like she's going to have a baby.
The woman looks like she's going to have a baby. Is she going to have a baby?
No, she's not pregnant.
No, so it's rather an embarrassing conversation for the man. Okay, now I want you to listen to part of that again. And what expression, what grammatical structure do both people use?
When are you going to have your baby?
I'm not going to have a baby.
Which structure did they both use?
Future tense.
They use a future form which...
Going to future.
They both use going to talk about something in the future and to tell us a little bit more about that. Here's Nuala.
There are different ways to talk about the future in English. One way of talking about something which you predict is about to happen is to use the phrase going to.
Take an umbrella. It sounds like it's going to rain.
We use this form when we have some evidence, for example, something we see or hear, which lets us predict something is about to happen or will happen soon.
It's going to rain.
In this example, you see black clouds, you hear thunder. This tells you, from your experience, that rain is coming. It's going to rain. The going to structure is very simple to make. It's the present simple of the verb to be, followed by going to, followed by the base form of the main verb. That's the infinitive without to.
I've eaten too much. I'm going to be sick.
She's going to have a baby.
Look at that rain. We're going to get wet.
So, to recap, we use going to talk about something we predict is about to happen. That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
So, Mehmet, that was Nuala telling us about going to. What do you think is going to happen now?
I'm going to answer your questions.
Excellent. That's the right idea. Okay, so our challenge for you is, well, it's a listening challenge. I want you to listen to some sound effects. You'll hear something. And I want you to tell me what you think is going to happen. So, for example, we're camping and we are in the tent, but the tent has a hole. And then...
We are going to get wet.
Exactly, we're going to get wet. The next person you're going to hear, well, this person, he has to go to work.
He's going to be late for his work.
Exactly, he's going to be late for his work. His alarm was ringing and he didn't wake up. He's going to be late. Look over there, look at that woman, look at the way she's driving.
She's going to crash.
She's going to crash, excellent, very well done. Now, we're in my father's house. He has a very nice collection of vases and champagne glasses and special glasses, and we're having a game of football. How do you think my father's going to feel?
Your father is going to get angry.
I think he's going to get very angry. Excellent, well done. And you're waiting at the dentist's office. You are the next patient to see the dentist, and you hear this. So, what do you think about...
I'm going to run away.
I think that's an excellent answer. It's not the answer that I was planning, but I think that's an excellent answer, Mehmet. And with that answer, you have completed your grammar challenge. Well done. BBCLearningEnglish.com.